Thanks for checking out the Fifth Quarter Podcast. My name's Rick Samprin. The Ticats started slow, mounted a comeback, but fell short in Winnipeg. We discuss as the Fifth Quarter Podcast starts now.
We've been talking Tiger Cats football for over 50 years. Welcome to the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Hello, football fans in Hamilton from coast to coast and around the world. This is the Fifth Quarter. It is powered by Eastgate Ford, and you're listening to 900 CHML, 900CHML.com on the Radio Player Canada app, live on CHML's Facebook page as well. And just as they have done for many, many times over the last many, many years, 16 out of the last 18, the Hamilton Tiger Cats have started the CFL season 0-1, 42-31, the final. The Blue Bombers beating the Tiger Cats here in their season opening game at IG Field. Lots to unpack in this game. The Bo Levi Mitchell era beginning, the Tiger Cats penalty woes continuing, the offensive woes in the first half, not good. Too many turnovers, but there's a little bit of a silver lining here as well, because at one point this team was down, 32-4? And they decided to mount a second half comeback, which came up short, but will give them a thumbs up in the effort department in that second half to say, hey, we're not going to get blown out in game number one. We're going to take your calls, your tweets, your emails, your Facebook Live messages throughout the show today before we wrap up in and around 1 a.m. Pleased to have you on board here on the Fifth Quarter. How can you participate? Well, pick up your phone. Call us at 905-645-3221. You can use that number as well to text 905-645-3221. Send me an email and already have received, 10, 12 emails I'll get to throughout the program. Email address, rick@900chml.com. The Twitter handles are at Rick Samprin and at AM900CHML. Use the hashtag Fifth Quarter. And as I mentioned, we are broadcasting on CHML's Facebook page as well. You can tune in and comment on tonight's game. Before we open up the lines, I'll take a couple of minutes just to give my thoughts on this game. And it is clear that this Ticats team is falling short of the measuring stick that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are, at least at this point of the year. And as we all kind of looked at the schedule in game number one, we thought, well, that's going to be a tough task because Winnipeg is a tough team. Winnipeg is a tough team at home. This is going to be a hard game to win. But never for a second did I think that this team was going to be down by 28 points going into halftime. And so, yes, there's some work to do, but there were some good things that we saw here. There were some good things that we saw. And we only saw them in, you know, bits and pieces. The consistency's not there. The timing's not there. The gelling is certainly not there. The secondary certainly is a long way to go. The defense in general, although playing a much better second half in the first half, was getting carved up by Zach Kolaros and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Fumble problems by James Butler, not good. Tim White going down with an apparent shoulder injury, not good. Too many penalties, as I mentioned. Too many turnovers. And just not enough at the end of this ballgame to get the W. So Winnipeg definitely deserved the win tonight. But we saw what this Ticats team is capable of doing in all three phases of the game. Offense, defense, special teams. But at the start of the game, I, and probably like you, were greatly disappointed at how this team came out. Game number one. In a season in which we're all expecting some amazing things out of this team. And they fell flat, especially in the first half. What say you? We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, your calls, your tweets, your texts, your email, your Facebook Live messages, that's all to come here on the Fifth Quarter. It is driven by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
If we're Ticats fans, come together. This is the Fifth Quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 HML.
So this has pushed Hamilton way back to the 10, but still a good spot. Foley by Mitchell going end zone. Touchdown, Tiger Cats. Tim White makes the catch, gets the touchdown, and the Tiger Cats are creeping closer in the second half. Bit of a concern here, though. Tim White is down after making the touchdown reception.
And that really, that play on the Ticats Audio Network at 900 CHML with RJ Broadhead on the call was really a microcosm of this game. Some good and some bad. Bo Levi Mitchell's first touchdown in a Ticats uniform caught by Tim White, and then he suffers what looked like a right shoulder injury. Bo Levi, by the way, 18 of 34, 187 passing yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. He was sacked three times tonight. We're voting for our player of the game tonight. We're going to anoint our fifth quarter fan of the night. We'll also have the big play of the game later on in the show. This is the fifth quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell to give me a call and talk Ticats football here on the fifth quarter. You can also text in your thoughts on tonight's game, 905-645-3221. Send me an email, rick@900chml.com, on Twitter, at am900chml, at Rick Samprin, and you can chime in on CHML's Facebook page. My player of the game, boy, oh boy, do I ever want to vote for a Ticat player, but how can you deny Zach Caleros tonight? 21 of 32, 354 yards. All three of his touchdowns were tone-setting TDs in the first quarter. And the game was virtually wrapped up, if not for a pretty impressive comeback by this Ticats team. 21-4 after the first quarter. Zach Caleros gets my vote for player of the game. To the phones we go, and waiting patiently on the line has been Colton. Colton, welcome to the fifth quarter. How are you?
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
I am okay. Your thoughts on tonight's game?
Well, I got three things to talk about. Number one is, I tweeted at you, desire to just a. In the past three seasons, I don't understand it. I don't think I ever will. I don't know what he sees, but it's clearly not working because the Ticats have got burned, I don't know how many times tonight, just deep. It's just the DBs just weren't there, but I think it was just too loose a man. Like, they're just not playing tight end coverage. Winnipeg took advantage of it. So I don't know what Washington sees there, but that definitely needs to change for sure.
I will say, yes, the secondary was... I was unimpressed with the secondary, and I'll give them a bit of a pass because there are some new players back there, but at the end of the day, it's got to get better, because if it's like that all season, that's not good.
Oh, yeah. If it's like that all season, we're going for a long year. Number two is, I mean, something that you don't want to harp on as a fan, but the refs were, I mean, I talked about it last year, and I promised my dad I wouldn't, and I said the promise of the same thing today, but Perlow or... Oh, my God, man. Oh, my good gracious. That pass interference call on Simone Lawrence, he wasn't even near the receiver. He didn't even touch him. He just tried to go for the pick, and he dropped the ball, and they called pass. I don't get it. And that undisciplined call, when he kicked the ball, like, how many players have done that? And then they finally call it. You know what I mean? Like, 13 flags for Hamilton compared to three to Winnipeg. Like, I thought that was a little suspect. I couldn't believe it, but, you know, that's the CFL. And the third thing I want to say is the offense, I think, should click soon. I think, you know, it was there. It's a couple underthrown balls, a couple overthrown balls, but you can see that it could, the potential's there for the offense to break through, and they proved it in the second half, right? It's there, and it's a brand-new team, but I still think this team has the makings of putting something really, really special together this year. I think just everyone calling tonight just needs to be patient with what's going on with the team.
I think he hit the nail on the head on that last point, is that this team, we saw it with Bo Levi. Yeah, too many balls were overthrown, a couple were underthrown. That's a timing thing, and I think by game, who knows, it could even be on Father's Day when they take on Toronto at BMO Field, that timing is going to come, And when it does, we're going to see a lot more points. They scored 31 points, and I know they got TDs on special teams and defense, but I'm expecting a lot better offensive production from what we saw from here on in. But on the referee standpoint, and I usually don't like commenting on the referees because we're always going to get, you know, a bad call or two, but tonight I do have to make mention that, my gosh, the call on Simone, number one, I think they got the number wrong, but then, you know, you look at the replay and you're thinking, well, who else would have got a penalty on that play? Like, no one did anything wrong. The kick that Lawrence Woods III, when he kicked the ball, that to me is an automatic penalty. I know he didn't kick it hard, but he kicked it at the player, and yes, it is unsportsmanlike. He's just gotta be better. The Mo Diallo body splash, like, what in the world is he thinking? That definitely is a penalty. And the one on Tunde Adeleke in the end zone, I don't think was a penalty at all. I don't think he feigned a fake or tried to fake a knee. He didn't even motion downward. So that one was a blown call as well. At the end of the day, too many blown calls. But in saying that, the Ticats deserved many penalties that they did take, and there were too many of them.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah, the one you were saying in the end zone there, I didn't understand that either. And of course, we didn't get a fantastic explanation either, but you know, with who was the judge tonight, we never will. But I mean, Ticat fans just got to get used to that. But I just want to say that I hope that, you know, Ticat fans that call in tonight, let's just breathe, let's just relax. First game of the season, they clawed back, they almost won. I mean, the play to fake the punt to try to draw them offside, it almost looked like it almost worked. So, you know, we're going up against Winnipeg. They've went to the Grey Cup 3 straight years. But I think we clawed back. We almost won with a brand new quarterback, brand new receivers, brand new defensive backs. I think everyone just needs to breathe and let's just see if we go into BMO Field and kick some Arblow butt next week and get it right back on track. But it's going to start next week. We go into Toronto and, you know, give it to them on the home field, hopefully.
I hope so. Colton, who is your player of the game tonight?
I want to say Bo Levi. Honestly, I know he didn't play well, but on the lines, you know, trying to get the guys to, you know, eat and pull in this. And we saw with.
Oh, we're losing Colton. Colton, we're going to drop you because you're breaking up a bit, but I appreciate your call here on the fifth quarter. You can chime in as well, 905-645-3221. Let's get to James, who has called in on the fifth quarter. Hello, James. How are you?
Hey, Rick, I'm doing well.
What are your thoughts on tonight's game?
Well, you know, Colton hit all the main points there, to be honest. And I'll say I appreciate, you know, his moderate stoic plea at the end for patience because, I mean, after that game, you know, what can you say? The first half was shocking how unprepared and undisciplined we were. And then, you know, Rick, you said in your leadoff, a silver lining. And, you know, there kind of was a shocking comeback. You know, we were within a possession somehow. And, of course, you know, we blew it with an illegal kick. We knew that was coming. But I will reiterate because, you know, it bears repeating. Horrible officiating that really just compromises the league. Just from an entertainment value, Colton, the other caller, already pointed out the two egregious occasions. The first was the phantom pass interference on Simone, which was absolutely incomprehensible. You know, you could hear the call from Dwayne Ford in the booth, had no idea what was the basis for that penalty. But you know, I mean, we were crap. So I'm not going to harp on that. I mean, the you know, embarrassing penalties from Diallo and from a player I love, Lawrence Woods. You know, just totally, you know, Bush League penalties to take. But listen, next week we got Toronto, and you know, I expect a response. Because, you know, the fans will be there you know, they deserve a lot better than, you know, what they saw tonight. So
Great comments, and I can't really agree with much of what you're saying. I wholeheartedly agree with, you know, the penalties, the shocking first half, the equally shocking in a very different way second half. I mean, when it was really an unbelievable comeback that just kind of fell short. James, before we let you go, who was your player of the game tonight?
Also Diallo for the frog splash. I mean, listen, if we're going to say we love, guys like, Angelo Mosca, how are you not going to say you love that WWF frog splash?
That might be the most controversial player of the game pick ever, but I appreciate it.
Thank you.
James, with a great call here on the fifth quarter. You can join in on the fun as well. 905-645-3221. You can call or text that line. On email, rick@900chml.com. I've got a plethora of email that I'm going to get to as well. But I want to go to CHML's Facebook page. Alex chiming in with, if Bo plays like that next week, I'll be a happy camper in double blue. Can't wait to raise banner 18 in the six against those guys in black and yellow. Argos. Scott on CHML's Facebook page says that first half was as ugly as a dumpster fire behind Old Center Mall. Yuck. Starting the season with a loss has gotten old. Brad coming in with some comments as well. I have lots of faith in what we've got this year. A little gel time will prove out in the long run. Saw lots of good plays. Figueroa needs to go. He couldn't keep guys from coming around the edge. And he also added that if we pick up against Toronto, where we left off this week, we'll be just fine. Have your say on the fifth quarter. You can call or text at 905-645-3221. Use the hashtag fifth quarter on Twitter at AM900CHML, at Rick Samprin. Got some tweets, some emails, and some more of your calls here on the fifth quarter. Powered by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
We're talking Ticats football. This is the fifth quarter. Powered by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
Lawrence Wood standing on about his own 38-yard line. So it's going to be good field position. And this,
he blocked it.
They blocked it, and Bayless has it in the end zone. The Tiger Cats blocked it. It's a touchdown. How about that?
Yeah, touchdown, Tiger Cats. Omar Bayless hopping on a loose ball after Carthel Floyd, Flowers Floyd, blocked the punt. Ticats were finally in the end zone. They got a TD on special teams, one on offense, one on defense tonight. Forgot to mention that Brad, his player of the game is actually a coach, Jeff Reinbold, for his special teams excellence. And we saw that magic return to the field tonight. Welcome back to the fifth quarter. It is driven by Eastgate Ford, and you're listening to 900CHML online at 900CHML.com, on the Radio Player Canada app, live on CHML's Facebook page. Your thoughts on tonight's game, or I guess it would have been last night's game between the Tiger Cats and the Blue Bombers. Winnipeg winning 42-31. Hamilton has now lost, believe it or not, 16 of the last 18 season opening games. It is an unfathomable statistic, but it is very much true. Send me your thoughts on tonight's game. Vote for your player of the game, 905-645-3221. You can call or text that number. Email rick@900chml.com. On CHML's Facebook page, you can chime in there as well. Or send me a tweet, at Rick Samprin, at AM900CHML. Adam on Twitter says, I'm glad the game got interesting, but some of the coaching decisions were brutal. Pointless two-point try, whatever happened on the field goal attempt, and I'm still not over giving up a point to go down by three in the 2021 Grey Cup. Adam's still harboring some bad memories, and yes, those nightmares are still very much true. Jim on Twitter, well, Rick, I thought it was the same old outclassed team as last year, but somehow we made it close. I was shocked. If Bo had been half a second sooner or later on those deep balls, I'm way more optimistic than I thought I'd be. Edwards for player of the game. A couple more tweets before we go back to the phones here. Sean says, player of the game, Woods the third. Question, so you can fake a punt or pass in your end zone, but you can't go down a bit and then run. BS made up call, CFL better fix this rule. Or is it a rule? And if you missed it, Tunde Adeleke flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct for faking a kneel down in the end zone and then running around. You look at the replay, he did not fake a rundown. He kind of just like, you know, shimmied out of the way. and was flagged, and it was a horrible, horrible call. That should not have been a penalty. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell phone to call in on the fifth quarter. Manny has called in. Hello, Manny. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm okay. Your thoughts on tonight's game?
Yeah, I just, I think it goes, for me, it was a lot about the coaching. I like that, love that Jeff is back, and it showed dividends immediately. But it seems to be that the other coaches, the other coordinators, just weren't up to par and, ready for the contest, knowing that we were going up against a very good team. For me, what perplexed me a little bit was, you got a kicker with a strong leg. You're 3rd and 10. You haven't been done well offensively all game. You need 3 and an 8 to tie the game. Why not take the field goal then? Try to kick it and give him a long field instead. If you don't get down 3rd and 10 like they didn't, now you're giving Winnipeg a very short field and inevitably a chance to kill the clock like they just did.
You know what that, and you're referring to the 52-yard field goal attempt by Seth Small that Orlando suddenly said, you know what, we're not going to do it. My first inkling was Seth Small was not at training camp at all. And I think that Coach O thought, you know what, he's just not going to make this. And, coaches can change their mind, but that really screamed to me that this guy was not prepared to play at his best tonight.
Right, and then they blow a, then they use a timeout.
Yeah, I mean, he kicks 2 kickoffs out of bounds. That was not the best start for Seth Small in 2023.
Oh, that's for sure. All right, buddy, I think it'll get better, we're hosting it, so hopefully we'll be in it.
That's the plan. Who's your player of the game before we let you go?
Player of the game, I would have to say Coach Reinbold as well.
It's not a bad pick. Thanks for the call, Manny.
All right.
905-645-3221, star 9900. Coach Reinbold, believe it or not, leads the voting. He's got 2 votes, and there is 1 vote each for Zach Caleros, Lawrence Woods III, Bo Levi Mitchell, Mo Diallo, and Chris Edwards also has a vote as well. But Jeff Reinbold leading the pack. Chuck on CHML's Facebook page says, we got to clean up the penalties. O-line needs to play better, and we need to keep building on the team chemistry. First game done. It's time to move on to the Argos. And yes, that is going to be a Father's Day affair. Pregame show here on CHML begins at 6. Kickoff is at 7. Got a text. I don't have the person's name, but they say the secondary needs to be better, but the run defense from the front 7 was trash. Player of the game, the special teams units. Yeah, you know what? I'll say special teams units, I think they get a half point tonight. Yes, they got the block punt with the touchdown. That's sensational. Lawrence Woods, he had 154 yards on kickoff returns. He had, a long of 40. He had 3 punt returns for 14 yards. Nothing to write home about there. But the kicking of Seth Small has left a lot to be desired here. I don't think he was at his peak tonight. 905-645-3221 to call in or text in to the fifth quarter. You can email rick at 900CHML.com, on Twitter at Rick Zamperin, at AM900CHML, on CHML's Facebook page as well. And if you're on Twitter, use the hashtag fifth quarter. Email from Dave, brutal officiating. Prue made up call because Delacay was questioning him intensely on the bad whistle. Cat's not ready and taking stupid penalties as usual. Dave from Stony Creek. Email from Tom, rough start to the season. It's halftime and Winnipeg is up by 25. The Bombers had 208 passing yards in the first quarter, another 80 in the second, and are moving the ball at will. I'm turning the TV off now in disgust. The game is being recorded and I'll watch the second half tomorrow, unless the final score is 58-8, in case I will erase it. Well, good news, Tom. The final score was not 58-8, and the second half was much better than the first, so enjoy that second half. Tom goes on to say, too early to panic. I still think the Cats will win the East, but not much fun so far tonight. I'll miss your show tonight. Hang in there. Things will get better. Cheers, Tom from Guelph. Tom, I guess I'm talking to you in the future when you're listening to the podcast. And you can get it in your favorite podcast catcher, but the Ticats made a game of it in the second half. So anybody who turned off their TV or radio at halftime in disgust, and hey, I don't blame you for doing so. You missed a pretty compelling second half, that is for sure. 905-645-3221 to call or text the fifth quarter on 900 CHML. It's powered by Eastgate Ford as we continue to take your calls, your tweets, your texts, your Facebook Live messages. Tweet from Dan at Rick Zamprin. Dan says, tough loss tonight, but the team showed flashes of being productive. Honestly, this group is so new that it will take time to adjust, but liked what I saw with Mitchell and White. Once they start to connect, look out. And you know what? Dan makes a good point, because we saw it a few times tonight that Bo Levi was looking for Tim White on the deep ball, and they were just out of sync. And more practice time and more repetitions, and who knows? We might see it a week from this Sunday, June 18th, when the Ticats take on Toronto. That timing is there. That takes some time. Which brings me back to the preseason, and I think this is a good example of, you know, Bo Levi played two offensive series in the preseason. The first preseason game, didn't play at all in the second preseason game. I think that this is a good, I don't even know if it's a teachable moment, but a good reminder that these guys need live game repetitions. It's good to do it in practice, good to do it in training camp, but you need to face off against an opponent who's trying to take your head off. And at that game speed, you can find your timing a little sooner. Not to say it would have been perfect tonight, but I think it might have been a little bit better. Dave on Twitter, he's using the hashtag fifth quarter. Thank you, Dave. Too many turnovers and mistakes in the first half. Offense and defense came out flat. 27 points in the second half was a huge bright spot. Kick out of bounds by Seth Small pretty much cost them any chance of a comeback. Going to be a long season. So Dave, identifying some positives, some negatives as well. Josh says, every game that Andre Preux is officiating is rigged. And, well, we can't confirm, nor can we deny that suggestion. I got an email from Heidi, and you can send me your thoughts on tonight's game. Vote for your player of the game through email, rick@900chml.com. Heidi says, hey, Rick, I can't take the pain anymore. I feel for you that you have to watch this disgrace to the bitter end. I will listen to the fifth quarter tomorrow. Going to bed, too bad they couldn't win this one or even show up for Coach O's birthday tonight. If I had to pick a player on our team, Butler, Caleros look fantastic as usual. Are you having a double right now? LOL. Good night, Rick. Heidi. I'm actually having a triple coffee. But I thank you for asking. I don't normally have the triple-triple, but for some reason, the coffee's strong tonight. Not as strong as the offense was in the first half or the defense was in the first half, but it's getting me through the show, that is for sure. Email from Randy. Randy writes, yikes, so many problems with this game early on tonight. An early glimpse of this was the recognition of Andre Preux on the field. You know, when you see Andre Preux, you're thinking, oh, here we go. Calling non-existent penalties to Simone Lawrence and Tunde Adeleke, big problems in the safety position for Hamilton. This started off very badly. No coverage at all on Dembski, Wolitarski, and others. A look at this roster with so many familiar Tiger Cats players gone. The second half, more improved with effective special teams plays, both for TD, some late, and with a good Sopic run. The Cats came alive, wonderful special teams. The offense has some work to do. Bo Levi Mitchell inconsistent in the first half. A very young receiving core. Tim White, a good effort tonight. Randy goes on to say, I will say, it's good to see Duke Williams out there, the former Sask Rider and Buffalo Bill. James Butler, a tough night. And why is Wes Hills in the USFL? My player of the game for Hamilton is Lawrence Edwards. I think he means to say Chris Edwards or Lawrence Woods. Solid on kick returning. No, he means to say Lawrence Woods. A very rusty team early on and more exciting second half. A close finish. Let's hope they can build on this. Good night, Rick. Randy in Oakville. You can send me your thoughts on tonight's game. We're all voting for our player of the game right now. Lawrence Woods and Jeff Reinbold tied with two votes apiece for player of the game. You can talk or text at 905-645-3221, *9900 as well on your cell phone. Send me an email, rick@900chml.com, We're all over the Twitterverse, at Rick Samprin, at AM900CHML. Use the hashtag #FifthQuarter, broadcasting live on CHML's Facebook page. You can tune in there as well, or send me an email. A lot of people have done so. I still have a slew to get through. Rick@900CHML.com. Still to come, we have our player of the game. We're going to anoint our fifth quarter fan of the night, and the big play of the game is coming up next here. On the fifth quarter, it is driven by Eastgate Ford. You're listening to 900CHML.
Welcoming Ticats fans, young and old, you're listening to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
Bombers are on the Hamilton 36, so they're within range to put up more points. Already leading by 22.
Whoa.
Oh, the ball comes loose. The ball comes loose. The Tiger Cats get it. Chris Edwards has it. And he's got Carney and Jagera Davis protecting him. Chris Edwards, welcome to Hamilton. The fumble recovery for the touchdown. The defense digs into this. Bombers lead.
RJ Broadhead and Luke Tasker with the call on the Ticats Audio Network and 900CHML as we welcome you back to the fifth quarter driven by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML, and happy to have Eastgate Ford back in the fold for another run towards Grey Cup 110. You can vote for your player of the game, comment on tonight's game by calling me at 905-645-3221, *9900 on your cellular device. You can also text me at 905-645-3221, on email, Rick@900CHML.com, on Twitter, @AM900CHML, @RickSamprin. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. We're also live on CHML's Facebook page. You can chime in on there as well. Got a couple of texts coming in. This one from Lenny D. from Perry Sound. Lenny, thanks for listening. Hey, Rick, great program. Ticats 2023. Couple of things. Too many new pieces, bud. Gonna need some time. They'll be all right. You see glimpse of brilliance. Chemistry isn't there yet. Player of the game, Zach all the way. Honorable mention, Rick@CHML. Well, I'll take that. Zach Caleros now with two votes for player of the game. Got a text, no name on this one, but this individual says, need to fix game management. Tried to make Bo a hero too often. Secondary needs some practice. Other than that, I'm not too concerned. Let it come naturally. Horrible penalties. Need some discipline. Med with the Ticats outlook for the season. Onwards to Toronto. You can send me your text at 905-645-3221. Give me a call at that same number as well. Back to the email we go. We got tons of email to get to still. I'm not sure I'm going to get them all in, so let's go. Hi, Rick. It's Philly Filski. I do not know what I just witnessed. Words don't describe it. All I can say, though, is if the Ticats don't pull up their collective jock straps, they will start the season 0-2 after playing the Argos next week. But I do want to comment about official number 28. Since the 2014 Grey Cup, I've referred to this Ticats phenomena as the Prue factor. Nothing, and I mean nothing, good ever happens when Andre Prue refs a Ticats game. Phantom calls, no calls, idiotic calls, the one on Adelike for unsportsmanlike conduct for pretending to fall down while trying to run up the clock at the end of the first. I've never seen that call in my life. CFL, NFL, college or university, even peewee level. The vendetta this man has against the Ticats organization has been apparent for years, since the days of Kent Austin. Any true Ticats fan knows what I'm talking about. Prue should be fired or suspended from officiating any future Ticats games, period. And if our best player, Tim White, is injured long term, it only cements my nothing good ever happens when Prue refs a Ticats game mantra and his negative legacy. Philly Filski goes on to say, player of the game, the punter, Flint. He boomed the ball when required. Quite impressive. Love your show and keep up the great work. That email from Philly Filski. Legendary fifth quarter contributor, that is for sure. Anthony coming in on email, rick@900chml.com, by the way. Just because we have the Grey Cup at home doesn't mean we automatically get a ticket to it. Lots of things to learn from this game. We took way too many penalties. Defense was nowhere to be found in the first half, leaving receivers wide open, and Bo simply needs more time to mesh with his receivers. How this game was even close is a mystery, but on a positive note, I'm glad to see our defense and special teams can still keep us in games. Diallo for player of the game. The belly flop was fantastic. Cheers by Anthony. Mo Diallo with his belly splash, I'm calling it, with two votes as well. So two for Caleros, two for Woods, two for Diallo, two for Jeff Reinbold. Here's Dave in Stony Creek with a rather lengthy email, but I'm going to get to it. Thanks for taking my email. There were so many things wrong with tonight's game that I really don't know where to begin. But let's start with the officiating. Andre Preux needs to be fired or retired. Either one will do. He's an embarrassment to the league, and he has been ever since becoming a head referee. He's barely qualified to referee a high school game, let alone a CFL game. It's obvious to me that he is biased against Hamilton. Now the team. Ticats should have spent more time in preseason working with Mitchell than worrying about their third-string quarterback. Giving him a pass in the Montreal game was a huge mistake, as it's obvious that he needs more time to improve. He wasn't demoted to a backup quarterback in Calgary for nothing. Too many bombs being thrown when there were 2nd and 4, 2nd and 7. Reminds me of our previous quarterbacks. Bombs are not working unless the receiver is wide open. Butler needs to learn to hang on to the ball. George Jr. needs to learn how to stand on his own 2 feet. Hard to believe he was a rookie of the year in Tennessee. He needs a major overhaul. Diallo needs to understand that he's in the CFL, not in the WWE. What a stupid play. In all the years I've watched the CFL, over 55, I've never seen a player do that. Small needs to stay away from the sidelines. If you can't kick the ball down the center of the field and have the confidence that you can contain the runner, you have no business being on the field. The defensive backs in this game were terrible. The team was undisciplined, and both Condell and Washington have their work cut out for them before they head to Toronto. Player of the game, according to Dave, I chose Lawrence Woods for his returns. That's Dave in Stony Creek. Dave, savage email from Dave here on the fifth quarter. Stephen in Penticton, B.C., chiming in. Greetings, Rick. Great to have the fifth quarter and you back for another exciting year of Ticats football. Okay, we lost, but what I saw was most encouraging was this team did not give up and made a game of it. Many other teams would have rolled over at the half and called it a day. Sure, our Cats have some things to clean up and get right, but playing with a hell of a lot of heart is not one of them. Cheers, Stephen in B.C. Thank you for that email. Alan from St. Catharines. Well, Rick, first game, I wasn't expecting 29-4 at the half, but it was good that we did catch up. We didn't give up, and that's what I liked. The penalties were ridiculous tonight. The one on Mo Diallo was unacceptable. Belly flop on a Winnipeg player? Really, Diallo? Davis had to calm him down, pushing him away from the group. Lawrence Woods kicking the ball on the field was not good either. Coaches need to crack down on this. Those DBs tonight were awful, according to Allen. Losing role in the offseason hurts. Kenneth George was not playing well at all. Same for JV and Elliott. Tunde Adeleke was playing both sides of the field, trying to help his DBs running all over the field. I would have adjusted the defense at halftime and put Chris Edwards back there and put Kyle Wilson in his spot at linebacker. Kenneth George Jr. needs to be put on the practice roster, and Will Sunderland goes in for the next game. I was not impressed with King Crap Jr., he calls him. Our offensive line looked bad tonight, too. Well, Tyrone Riley was getting manhandled by Jefferson all night. Luckily, Bo didn't get injured. We need Chris Van Zyl back, especially now, with Saxelid possibly injured being carried off the field. Allen's not done yet. Tim White dropped a lot of balls, but he did redeem himself, getting that amazing catch in the end zone. Hopefully, he's not that hurt. He did put his two fingers up and walked off by himself, so that's a good sign. He needs to catch those balls, and I feel that Bo hasn't practiced a lot with the veteran receivers. This is their very first game altogether. The preseason games were mostly the new guys. Allen continues, I thought Butler dropped it a few times, but he got better and got some crucial yards. I would have liked to see Richie Sindani playing next game. I like Duke Williams, and I like his style of play. Just a footnote on Sindani, he's suspended for 2 games, so he'll be back for the home opener. We will get there, but let's face it, Winnipeg looks like mid-season form already. They are like a well-oiled machine. We were not ready for them. They did slack off in the second half, which helped Hamilton to get closer. Special teams were crucial in helping us score more. Having Jeff Reinbold back this year will be an asset to this team. Edwards down the field for the touchdown was amazing. I predicted a loss, and I'm glad it wasn't 50-4, so I'm not overly worried. We never gave up. Allen's still going. Some of those drop balls made me thinking about wanting Banks back. I know he's not as fast as he used to be, but I feel at times we could use a guy like him in the slot back position, especially when we lost Tim White. Player of the game, Chris Edwards, thought he played well tonight. We'll get there. We almost had an upset. Did you see the fans in the stands? They got a bit scared. Go, Cats, go. One heck of an email from Allen in St. Catharines. Whew. How much time do we got? Not a lot, but we do have enough time to get to Anthony's email. Good evening, Rick. I'm stunned at how poorly we came out of the gates. Penalties hurt us. I'm worried about our Swiss cheese secondary, but hopefully It'll turn around next Sunday, Anthony in Hamilton. And finally, Derek. Derek writes, "Hey, Rick, great program. Ticats 2023 Grey Cup." Oh, this was Lenny from Perry Sound. I guess he emailed as well. Emailed and text. Lenny, we got you. We got you covered. No doubt about it. Let's get to our fifth quarter awards. All right, big play of the game. Chris Edwards, scoop and score. How can you deny that? Player of the game for the first time ever. We have a four-way tie. Zach Caleros, Lawrence Woods wins. He got three votes. Lawrence Woods the second, breaking a four-way tie. He is our player of the game tonight. And the fan of the game tonight, I'm going to go with James, who called in, made some great points. James, you're our fifth quarter fan of the night. We got to go. Hey, Ticats and Toronto. This game is going to happen Sunday, June the 18th. It's going to be a fantastic game. I am sure it always is when the Ticats and those Argos get together. Our pregame show on CHML begins at 6. Kickoff is at 7. Final score tonight, Winnipeg 42, Hamilton 31. The Ticats will try to get into the win column 1 week from tomorrow. For producer Ben Strawn, my name's Rick Samprin. Thanks for tuning in to the fifth quarter powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Where Ticats fans come together, win or lose. Listen after every game to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
The fifth quarter podcast is available on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Rick Samprin. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's free, so you never miss an episode. And make sure you rate and review.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.